I woke up the next morning slightly confused for where I was, just for a second, and then it all came flooding back into my mind the night before with you. I opened my eyes and stretched, and I felt your hand caressing my face, and I looked over at you and you were smiling at me. I bit my lip because just looking at you and remembering the night before turned me on so much. You seemed to know what I was thinking because you took your hand and you slowly took your fingers down my neck, down along my breasts, feeling my hard nipples, and you pinched them, just like I am right now, between your thumb and pointer finger, and I let out a low moan. Your hand then slid down my belly, along my thigh, to my knee, then back up around. You lightly dragged your nails from side to side up my thigh, and then you cupped my mound, feeling me already slightly wet. And what exactly do you think you're doing, mister? I said to you. You responded with a devilish grin. Oh, I think you know. I've been waiting a long time to do this to you. I want you to sit back, relax, and let me do a good job. Tell me how you like it. I want you to take my hand and show me. I think I can do that, I said to you. I took your hand and took your pointer finger, slid it between my pussy lips, teased my pussy entrance for a moment, and then slid it back up to my clit so it was nice and wet. And then I started to take your two fingers and slowly work them in circles around my clit. You pressed your lips against mine softly, telling me that you had to kiss me here first before you went to kiss my other lips. You teased my mouth with your tongue, kind of giving away a few little secrets of what I might expect to come below. Then you made sure I was nice and comfortable and kissed down my body, your teeth grazing along my nipple, your tongue swirling around my areola and then flickering my nipple. And then you kissed your way down my body, sliding your tongue along my inner thigh, teasing me, looking up at me as you parted my pussy lips with your two fingers and then pushed your fucking tongue into my pussy. I wasn't expecting you to do that right away, mind you. It kind of took me by surprise, but thinking about it is making me so wet right now. I don't think you'll mind if I touch myself while I tell you, would you? I actually think you'll enjoy listening to it. I'm taking my left hand, my non-dominant hand right now, and lightly touching my outer pussy lips just to tease myself. And now I'm taking my finger and sliding it in between my inner labia. And I can already feel that I'm wet. And you took your tongue out, and then you kissed me so that I could taste myself upon you for just a second. And then you went back down, tongue swirled around my clit. Oh, just give me one second, would you? I'm just putting my vibrator on. I don't think you'll mind. Too much, will you? You hear that? You remember the sounds of these moans, don't you? Your tongue felt so fucking good against me. Oh fuck. You wrapped your lips around my clit and started sucking on it. And then you took your pointer finger and you slowly pushed it into my pussy. Oh, fuck. And I heard you fucking moan as you felt how wet I was for you. You started to slowly work your finger in and out of me, rubbing against my G-spot. Oh, sorry if you hear any noises. I'm kind of squirming in my chair for you right now. Oh, fuck. I have to turn my vibrator up a little bit. Oh, God. Oh. You tease me, making your tongue flat, pressing it harder against my clit, giving me these slow, long licks to tease me more as you push another finger into my wetness, commenting on how tight you feel my pussy is. But you tell me that you want me to come so that I can get nice and looser for your cock. My eyes roll back, my hips start rocking of their own accord, my hands slide up onto your head and push your face into my pussy. I don't want to hold back. It feels so fucking good. I've been dreaming of this moment for so long. Oh, I open my eyes because I have to look at you to make sure that this moment is real. And the moment I open my eyes, it's as if you knew, because you look up at me, which makes me fucking moan. And my thighs start to tremble. You start to finger me a little bit faster. Oh, and then you tell me that you want me to be your good girl. So you take your fingers out. You bring them up to my mouth. And you feed my fucking wetness to me. And you tell me to suck on your fucking fingers. Oh, fuck. Oh. If you can hear my clit sucker right now, but it feels so fucking good. You start working your tongue faster against my clit, and you take your pointer and middle finger of your left hand, and you start to glide it along the outside of my pussy by my outer lips. knows this, but it actually helps with blood flow down there. Yes. Don't fucking stop. I beg you to put your fingers back inside of me. I want you to fucking rub my G-spot as I come. Please. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh, you take your fingers back and you push them into my fucking pussy and you start to finger me faster. My hips fucking rocking against you. So good. So good. Yes. Just like that. Just like that. Oh. Oh my god. Oh. And I tell you, please tell me to come. Please tell me to come for you. Please. Please. I need to fucking hear it. And you break away from my pussy for one moment, using your thumb to continue the rhythm you had, as if to not break your fucking stride. Oh, God. And you tell me, be my fucking good girl. I want you to come for me. Let go. Don't hold back. Come. Come. And then you bring your lips back to my fucking clit. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fucking come. Oh. Yes. 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 For just a moment, and then I tell you that it's your turn, and I growl at you, because you've set something off in me. You've made me feel a bit animalistic, and I know what I fucking want. I want to make you come with my mouth so fucking bad. I want to make you come so hard that when you hear me talk or you look at my lips, that you think back to this fucking blowjob. I pin you down on the bed and I graze my fucking nails up your thighs, staring at your rock hard erection, and I notice that you've been fucking dripping for me, haven't you? Yes, you have. And that's all mine. I look you in the eyes and I take my pointer finger and I wipe off your pre-cum and I suck it off my finger and then I grip your fucking cock, keeping my eyes on you, and I stroke it slowly upwards so that I can get more of that fucking pre-cum, and you taste it so fucking good. Fuck. Thinking about it makes me want to come again, but no. I need to focus on remembering this correctly, or I'm not going to get anything done, am I? The look in your fucking eyes as I sucked my finger clean was delicious. Just as good as you fucking tasted. I swirled my tongue around the tip of your cock. I wanted to tease you a bit more, but with how fucking turned on I was and the way you made me come, I just couldn't hold back, and I didn't fucking want to. honestly, if you would have exploded in my mouth under a minute, I wouldn't have fucking cared. I would have relished in it and been so proud of myself. But under 5 minutes is pretty good, isn't it? I remember licking your frenulum and flickering it so fucking good, wrapping my lips around your cock, tightening my grip on it as I continued to stroke, as I sucked you off, keeping my hand up against my mouth, twisting my hand, twisting my fucking mouth, swirling my tongue, taking my left hand and cupping your balls and pulling on them a bit. You pushed your fingers through my hair and got me by a good grip as you started to buck your hips up against me, your moans getting louder and louder. I wanted to edge you right then, but I had no control over what I was doing. I couldn't fucking stop even if I wanted to. And to be honest, I didn't want to stop. Your moans continued to get louder, your grip on my hair tighter, your back arching, your hips thrusting your fucking cock into my mouth. I gagged on it a bit, but I don't fucking care. All I could think about was you exploding in my fucking mouth, and you did. Warm shot after shot, fucking shot down my throat, and I swallowed it all. And I looked up at you. You pulled me by my hair and gave me the deepest, most passionate kiss of my fucking life. My hips pressed against yours, your cock still fucking throbbing against me, dripping out a tiny bit more of your cum as you throbbed. I couldn't fucking help it. I needed to feel more of you. So I started to rock my hips against you uncontrollably. You were still feeling so fucking good. I can't remember honestly if your cock even got limp at all or if it stayed hard against me in that moment. Can you remember? But either way, you held me against your face and then dragged your nails so fucking sharply down my back, the way you fucking gripped my ass and spanked me. I think in a way you knew what you were doing, didn't you? I gripped your fucking cock and you raised my hips up and I locked my eyes on yours as I slowly lowered myself down. You kept your hands on my ass, gripping me so fucking tightly, trying to push me down, but I decided to tease you and be a bit cruel and bounce just on the head of your cock, knowing how fucking sensitive it is, but you spanked me hard. And you gave me this look in your eyes that I guess was a bit of a warning that I better stop doing that soon or else. So I lowered myself all the way down and just stayed there for a moment so I could feel your cock nice and deep in my fucking pussy. And I squeezed you, and then I made sure that I squeezed my pussy even tighter around your cock as I raised my hips back up. I tilt my head back and I swirl my hips around as I start to bounce on you, my breasts bouncing in your face. You grab my nipple between your teeth and bite and suck on it as I'm fucking riding you. And then I tell you that I want you to take me from behind. And you told me no. You're lucky I let you have your way this time, but next time, we're gonna do it my way. You told me that you wanted me to keep my eyes on yours so that I could see what I do to you and you could see what you do to me. Do you remember the way I felt wrapped around your cock? How fucking wet I was. The sounds that we made together. The way I fucking creamed on you. You fucked me so hard. You left marks on my ass from gripping me, from scratching me, from spanking me. And I loved every fucking moment of it. I left marks all along your chest and your back, pulling you up. And you told me that you wanted to fill me up. And I told you that I wanted you to come. So right now, you better fucking be stroking yourself, because I want you to come for me. And I'm gonna count you down. 10. I want you to think about my pussy so fucking wet, dripping down on you, my wetness and cream all over my fucking thighs, all the way to my fucking ass crack. Do you remember? You got your thumb all fucking wet from my pussy and you pushed your thumb into my ass. So fucking naughty you are. 9. So fucking tight. So good. Think about me bouncing. 8. Stroke a little tighter now. It feels so good. I bet your cock is so fucking wet, isn't it? 7. Keep going. You're almost there. 6. Twist your hand a little bit. And if your cock is feeling a bit dry, you know what you better do. You better fucking spit on it. 6. 5. Keep going. Tighter now. Faster now. I'm looking in your eyes. 4. You know I want it so fucking bad. Think about the way you're gonna fill me up. 3. You can do it. 2. 1. Come. Come for me right now. Think about looking into my fucking hazel eyes. Think about your hands on my ass. Me fucking bouncing on that cock. Fill me up. Fill me up. And I don't want you to stop till you get every fucking drop out. After that, we laid there together, breathing heavily, covered in sweat and our mess. But it was a glorious, sexy mess, wasn't it? I kissed your cheek fondly, laid my head upon your chest. You slowly ran your fingers through my hair and kissed my forehead, and we fell asleep like that. Do I remember it correctly, or am I missing anything? I do hope you enjoyed that, at least as much as I did. Mwah.